Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
In which IBM calls workers back to the office.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So IBM is set to dismantle its very popular and decades-old remote work program and wants to bring employees back into the office. A surprising move, considering that IBM has been among the more noteworthy businesses to adopt telecommuting. Here to talk a little bit more about what's behind this new initiative is the Wall Street Journal's John Simons. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this is a big move and a big shift from a key model that IBM has always had. What's behind the change-up and why now?
Well, what's behind the change-up, the company says, is that they want workers to start working in a new way. Basically, IBM says that they want workers to come into an office and work face-to-face in very small teams of 8 to 10 people who are on sort of squads, they call them. And these squads are sort of meant to be really agile. They can react to real-time data and analytics that they're seeing in ways that IBM's clients are reacting to products and services that the company provides, or reacting to in the ways that potential clients are reacting to marketing messages and the like.
Interesting. So it seems like there's a broader reexamination of remote work happening in general at large companies. Would you say that's the case?
That's absolutely the case, and it is driven by the idea that there's a lot of efficiency to be found in the workplace in putting people together on these small kind of agile teams.
Okay.
But also it's that, you know, managers like to see their workers face to face. They like to know that employees are getting the work done.
So what do we know about the merits of remote work? Is it effective? Has it proven to be?
Yes. I mean, studies show that people who work from home are more productive, they get more of their work done, mm-hmm. and they feel more fulfilled and happier that they have the flexibility to, say, pick up their kids from school or attend kids' school events after school kind of things. There was one woman who I talked to who was living in Indiana and working with a team of people as part of IBM's marketing division. And she said that she would take her laptops to, her son's sporting events and work on the sidelines with her laptop.
What has been the reaction from IBM employees? Is this surprising, upsetting? Were you able to get a sense of your average IBM worker's mind right about now?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of IBM employees who chose to live in far-flung places. Mm-hmm. They just sort of like looked at a map and said, hey, where do I want to live? I'm going to find my dream place. And they made choices about buying homes and plotting out their careers that took into mind that IBM allowed this kind of freedom. And so there's a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment from these people who are now being told, hey, your role is moving to the New York office. You can choose to move with it or leave the company.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's John Simons about IBM's move to bring workers back into the office. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for listening. It's crazy how, you know, with technology and how we're living in a digital landscape, so it makes it so easy to do these things. And I wonder how this new digital world we're living in impacts this whole equation, because times change, not only that, things change quickly and everything is immediate. That has something to do with this whole restructuring as well.
That does. I mean, that is IBM's contention, that they want workers and their employees to be able to react very quickly to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why they're pulling folks back and telling them they need to be working in an office now.
John Simons, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's John Simons. For more, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
It's like having a crystal ball inside your earbuds. The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.